Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Coming up this hour, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Boy, we got a lot of that action. And plus, on the road again, telling you how you can come and see us on the road. We've taken the show to so many wonderful places, and we want to take the show to a few other places as well. Plus, you can win a fabulous prize if you go to our website. I don't want to give it away. I'll explain in case you haven't heard. So we'll jump to that a little bit later on this show. In the meantime, some of what's been zigging and zagging around the U.S. is I still think it's some of the reverb off of what's happened with Iran. And I can tell because of the mailbag and how many letters we got about what happened with this deal and what's going to happen with Congress and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's interesting, but in looking at some of the bigger things that have happened politically, it's been a wild couple of weeks, hasn't it? It's been a really... I thought about this today. We're talking about the fact that Trump has trumped Jeb Bush in some of the polls, which is crazy, right? If you're Jeb Bush, what are you really thinking? And speaking of the Bushes, some sad news, because you know at a certain age when you start to have falls, and Bush 41 is in the hospital again. He went through a little stint where he was in the hospital, and apparently he took a little bit of a spill, so he's back in the hospital again. And the Bush family, for no matter what you think about the Bush family, they are a very close-knit family, and they immediately rally around each other when anything happens. And, you know, this is, you've got to think, he's, how old is he now? He's 90 years old. So the former prez fell while at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, the summer house. He broke a vertebrae, they say, in his neck, but luckily not life-threatening. Immediately taken to the hospital. A lot of family, like I said, was around him. Guess he was never disoriented, so that's a good thing. And, you know, actually last month he just turned 91. And he's got kind of a little bit, they revealed at the time after his birthday, he turned another page, that he had kind of a form of Parkinson's disease. So if you remember, he was hospitalized last year with shortness of breath. And so he's had a couple of different things that obviously he's dealt with. But a spokesperson tweeted out that he fell and he's got a neck brace, but his condition is stable and he's okay. It's interesting that in the 140-character world, what happens is news breaks. Somebody tweets it out, a spokesperson puts it out, and that's how they get the information out. Now, it used to be before, there'd be this whole clog of what you had to do and jump over different hoops press-wise, but now it's not that way any longer. Now you just announce it on Twitter, and it goes viral, and the information jumps out there, and then other mainstream media outlets pick it up. I mean, it's becoming like the number one source for breaking, especially political or, you know, business news of any sort. So the other thing that I think that has made me kind of take a step back today in looking at some of the things that were happening is that you had the ESPY Awards, and kind of a who cares in a way, except for when we talk about businesses and we talk about branding, is there ESPN, how they brand themselves. And they have eateries that people go to. They start with a sports network, and then they have an award, call it the ESPYs after themselves, and make it huge so that every celebrity in the world shows that they can get shows up for these awards, including the people who are getting them, like Ronda Rousey, who gets Best Fighter. She beat out Floyd Mayweather Jr. at the ESPYs this time around, and she had a couple of controversial things to say. She said, "I wonder how Floyd feels being beaten by a woman for once," kind of referring to his history of domestic violence. And, you know, it's not the first time that she's had something to say about that. She said other comments. So you may see a little of that 140 character war happening between the two of them. Like I mentioned, you have news being tweeted out, but you also have fights that go on, verbal fights that go on through the Twittersphere too. And Ronda Rousey, in case you don't know, is a fighter, a mixed martial artist. And Floyd Mayweather, of course, is a boxer. And he was asked about Ronda Rousey once, and he had no idea who she was. He said, "I have no idea who he is." And I think that's kind of ignited that topsy-turvy relationship right there. The other thing that I talked about in a previous hour that I thought was so cool is Pluto being revealed. NASA released those flyby images of the planet. And this is radio, but in case you haven't seen them, the pictures were pretty revealing. This mountain range that rose up to about 11,000 feet above the surface. So Pluto, I don't think, is the planet that we were taught in school. The very cool images that we now have seen kind of paint a little bit of a different picture. And I love that. I mean, celebrate. There is reason to celebrate this because they worked on it for 10 years. And I think I also mentioned that. They worked on this for 10 years, and they finally get that flyby. It took that long, and I love it. I love that we have a better idea now when we learn the planets. You know, these are pictures that they can show the kids in school. And it's not just that planet you're memorizing, as I said. It's something much bigger than that and very, very, very cool looking. Very cool looking. It has some character in that planet, and it makes you think about the planets, I think, a little bit differently. And then finally, this at the top, I want to make sure I get this in. Also got a bit of mail about this too. The mud and the rain still causing problems in Kentucky in trying to search for people that might still be somehow found alive, believe it or not, and they're just trapped. And that rising water the other day was so brutal on Tuesdays when it really smashed into Kentucky. You have two people dead, six missing, and pretty much that's the name of the game is let's find the people, let's help these flood victims. And we've got mud and debris, and we're crawling all over the place trying to figure out if we can identify where these people might be, because there's a good chance they were carried by raging waters. And now we're just trying to pinpoint what the possible scenario is here. And they got a lot of people involved in looking at this and trying to make sense of it, but you can make no sense of it at all. Teams on the ground and in the helicopters. Stay with us. On the flip side, much more coming your way.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
More More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again. Let me tell you, America Tonight, that's exactly what we're doing. If you go to KateOnTheRoad.com, you'll see exactly where we've been and where we would like to go. Taking the show on the road. And here's the key thing. If you go to KateOnTheRoad.com, there's a button there. Click on the giveaway, because we're giving away a next book. Yeah, a Flex 11. It's so cool. It's detachable. So you've got like a pad, and then you also have the keyboard. You don't have to choose between the two of them. You actually get both of them. And it's, the value is up over $250. And we'll have a drawing for that. So you want to make sure you jump on this, KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com. Pass the information along. Who knows, maybe we'll show up in your neck of the woods. All right, like I said at the top, everybody's talking still about Iran, and when I say everybody, the political buzz is over Iran. Israel's furious, but they knew this was coming. And as far as Congress is concerned, they say they're going to look at this and come up with some other alternative, but it might not matter because this really is in the lap of the UN and there are other countries involved in it. Where it could matter is the next president in the door, perhaps. Grim is listening to us. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, you just spoiled it.
I spoiled it?
Yeah, because that's exactly what the problem is our leadership.
Yeah.
He hit it on the nail head, and that's what I called in about. Is, you know, it's our leadership. I mean, there ain't a one of them out there that's running that can do anything. Now, just imagine this, Kate. If we do elect, let's say, Trump or Bush or any of them in the Republican side to get this country back in shape, they're pretty much going to have to do the same thing Obama did.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm being honest, because they're going to have to mandate the laws.
Right.
The same way, to revert everything.
Yeah.
And that's not going to really happen on the Republican side, because they'll pretty much pander down to the Democrats, and Democrats will impeach. And so, you know, you got nowhere to go there. And, of course, you know, from the day one that I called in, this was my biggest fear about letting Iran do this, because, yeah, they'll take ISIS and they'll let ISIS do their dirty work to Israel so they can say, we did nothing. We did nothing. And, you know, you can't blame us, you know. How do you trace it back to them? You know, because even with radioisotopes, how are we going to be able to know whether it's their nuclear fuel or not? You know, I mean, how are we going to trace this back? Because we sure as the heck ain't going to be able to regulate them.
Right, I agree. And that's the biggest problem, yeah.
And really, to get this country back, the two things we got to do is correct our moral compass so that, you know, we once again become a leader in the morality of the way we should be in this world, and also clean up our own backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because we got all our jobs are overseas. Our manufacturers are manufacturing throwaway items to fill in the landfills as fast as we can. And, you know, I mean, and we need to get, you know, out of the world economy and you know, back to where we're the strong back in the economy. It really is a mess, ain't it, Kate?
It is a mess. Listening to you and knowing, I mean, these are the things you and I talk about. And it is very frustrating.
Even if Rand Paul got in there, I mean, he can try to get us on the straight and narrow, but he won't be strong enough to get us on the straight and narrow and protect us, which could lead into World War III. See, this is everybody's worried about, is are we going to go into a world war again? All the pointers and indicators are going that way.
Yeah.
I
agree.
For every day. Scary.
It is. It's scary. It's frustrating. We heard Izzy the other night saying that she's going to go to Malta.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. Good for her. She needs to have peace and comfort and joy in the, you know, latter part of her life.
I agree.
And she's not the first. I can cite at least a dozen people that I've known for years that have gone to the South Seas.
Yeah, yeah.
Several different islands in that area, because the economy is cheap to live there. They got plenty of money. A new construction guy, he sold over $1 million worth of equipment, big track hoes and everything, doing interstates. And after 2 years after 2007 and everything went down, you know, he just had all his equipment sitting idle. Bye. He sold it all and left. And I can't remember where, but, you know, he's somewhere near Saipan or somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Because
he knew.
Yeah, well, he was an ex-Marine. And,
yeah.
You know, he did his tour over there. I've always wanted to go to Guam. I hear the water there is beautiful, and it's the most cleanest and best coral reefs to dive upon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard that from buddies that were in the military that Guam. And, you know, I said, well, maybe one day I'd put that on my bucket list. But them bucket lists, I got a hole in mine. I don't know about you.
That's so true, isn't it? You get a hole in it. You're right. I bet you a lot of people listening to us, you have a hole in your bucket list. That's so good. So apropos, Grim. Thank you so much for the call. because of a lot of what Grimm is saying is the frustration I think that a lot of people are feeling. You know, but it's not that way everywhere across the board. It feels like it, but it's not that way everywhere. But there are certainly many people that are beyond frustrated by what is happening and concerned about what the future is going to look like. Well, the president decided that, you know, he was going to start right away to tackle the critics of the nuclear deal, specifically Obama's challenging the concerns about the deal that was released Tuesday, that Iran's going to create covert facilities, what Grimm was talking about and how do you track it, for nuclear weapons, and said the U.S. can find out about possible secretive nuclear facilities because of the 24/7 access that the International Atomic Energy Agency has to all of Iran's declared nuclear facilities. The president is saying that the IAEA's authority granted by the deal will be the most vigorous inspections and verification regime by far than that has ever been negotiated on the planet Earth. So he's saying, listen, if you want to take pot shots at this whole thing, go ahead, but you don't really know what's happening because the Atomic Energy Agency is going to peel this back like an onion. He's saying if they identify a possible covert facility, they don't need the approval of Iran, Russia, or China. They have a snapback on certain sanctions. So immediately, kind of like Tupperware, it would snap that hood back on if they do not comply with what they're supposed to comply with. It just seems like it's leaky to me. It doesn't it? That 24 days, that, you know, what can they do in 24 days? They're saying, oh, nothing. They can't do anything. They can't hide anything. But we know from the past that certainly plenty of things have been hidden. I don't know. The bottom line is, does the nuclear deal meet the national security interests of the United States and our allies? Does it prevent the most serious threat, and that is Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon? Does it do that? In your mind, does it answer that question? Do you feel comfortable with it? If Congress dismisses the Iran deal, then Congress would probably permit Iran to create nuclear weapons, is what the president is saying, and divide the U.S. from its allies. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shred it. There's some things I'd shred. And bingo, hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you. I wanna be with you every day and night. 'Cause I say,
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Couple of quick reminders that you can hook up with us. Hook up with us. Easy for me to say. By going to the website, americatonight.net, it'll lead you in all directions. Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. And I know a lot of you have been doing that lately. So go for it. That's how you find us. Also, gcnlive.com, because you can go there and find previous shows if you missed them. I know I get a lot of notes from people saying their schedule changed, it flipped, you went on vacation, and you missed something I teased or said or somebody I was talking to. It's so easy. Go there and you can hear the whole thing. So how about that? Time for one of my favorite segments when we bug our Nathan Reeder. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Right? They are so excited.
How about this? Are you excited about coloring? Do you like to color?
Coloring!
That was pretty good. I got to give it to you. The reason I bring that up is because I happen to see a story today that adult coloring books, I'm not talking about porn or anything weird, just adult coloring books are flying off the shelves. People are going back to their roots as a child.
Flying off the shelves?
Yes, flying off the shelves. Adult coloring books are selling like crazy. I don't know, is it good? Is it good for you to color and relax? And that's a new craze.
It's art therapy.
Yes. Right? You know what it is? There's a thing called the artist's way. And the artist's way is one of the things they tell you to do if you do this series is to color, is to let other things happen, like you just said, is to release endorphins and relax and all that kind of stuff. So on Amazon, it's a bestseller. There's the adult coloring book, Stress Relieving Patterns, and they can't keep them in stock. Dover Publications has sold 3 million adult coloring books.
Wow. Cool. Is this a regional kind of thing?
No, all over the United States, everywhere.
Interesting.
It is. There's one called, one of the coloring books is called Splendid Cities, Color Your Way to Calm. I'm coloring people. You know what? I'm going to encourage this audience that is up in arms about things that are happening, those that are frustrated, go get a coloring book.
Right.
Yeah, it's life. It's life. Go get a coloring book. I'm saying bingo.
Yeah. I'm going with bingo on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's really true. I guess it's a calming thing. Like I said, it's the artist way thing. So, all right, we both agree. We say bingo on the adult coloring books. I thought you should just color with your kids, you know, but now, no, it's a separate thing. You do it yourself.
Is this about coloring in the lines?
I think you can color any way you want to. You just get the book and you just color however you want.
Just relax.
Yeah. Just relax. All right, now we go to the seedier side. There's a new study out that shows that online porn, the boom, has been coming due to the smartphone growth. Because of smartphones, now that's what's happening because if you technically have a little bit of knowledge, you're just going and you're downloading the porn that way, and it's just that much easier to do it. So there has been a little bit of a growth period, and then they think it's going to get even bigger in the next 5 years.
I just heard, like, joke after joke. So.
Yeah, so that's fruits and nuts then.
Sure, keep it up. Oh, I yes. kept it up.
You look over someone's shoulder and what are they looking at? And it's like, oh, wait, my dear, I don't want to see that. Yeah. And I wonder what they would do on, they're saying smartphone users, to give you a little more juice on this, is they're viewing an average of 348 porn videos this year. The growth is in video chat and webcam content. That's big globally. They say the industry is $97 billion. Wow. And the U.S. is going to see the largest increase in porn viewing. And this is the Juniper Research report.
That idea of cameras being cheaper on phones definitely kind of is just different from, you know, essentially internet viewing, I'd imagine.
Right, and that's probably why.
Yeah.
That's probably why that's happening. It's interesting because everything is moving the way of the phone. I mean, this show, you could listen to the show on your phone. It's just how it is. Just get everything all in one place. It's really, it just shows you the brilliance of Steve Jobs.
Yep.
Yeah, he knew that. I mean, for whatever he was, there were crazy things about him to work with. He did know that they had it right by connecting all the dots. I mean, that's what they've done.
I mean, isn't this just like the, what was the unit they had in Star Trek?
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so how about this? We move from smartphones and porn to Netflix, which at one point, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, they had a black eye because of they bounced up the amount to pay for the subscriptions. But they've won people back, Nathan. Netflix is now past 65 million subscriptions. That's pretty good. For a little company with the envelopes, they started mailing people CDs. And then they grew from that to the streaming, which really exploded. that guy's pretty smart. That was a smart thing to jump on because they put Blockbuster out of business.
Rightfully so. I mean, it wasn't just mailing people and you can do it from wherever. It was that he got to do the long tail, you know. He got to do the long tail and cater to every niche by just having big old warehouses that he didn't even have to worry about salespeople at, you know. That was a really good idea. And at this point, the binge watch is part of American culture.
Oh, totally.
So, I mean, it's synonymous, really.
With Netflix, yeah. Do you binge watch?
It's, yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like true confessions. You don't want to say you binge watch. What's the best thing you ever binge watched?
I don't remember any of them now. They're just they blur. No.
It's just a blur.
I let's see. I kind of liked Archer. I like binge watching the last Archer. But,
yeah,
you know,
I like Archer.
TV, I don't know. TV sometimes is just too, even when it's good, it seems like this, it's another place. It's not like talking to you, Kate.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you can get sucked into it. Well, Netflix realizes that, and you're right, it's a cultural thing, the binge deal. Netflix is going to launch in Japan, Spain, Portugal, and Italy this year. They're also looking into China, and they're saying that they expect content costs for both originals and licensed shows and films to approach $5 billion next year. But if they look at the percentage of what they have coming in, it all works out. And
man, national licensing.
That's crazy, huh? It is. It's crazy. I mean, it's bingo. It is bingo. You're right. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Absolutely. And the key to Netflix really even exploding even more is they got a pledge from Charter not to charge online services for traffic they get on broadband networks. They pay fees to other broadband providers like Comcast and AT&T so that their video can stream without interruption. Because nobody wants to watch a video that's getting jumping all over the place.
Yep.
So they've it's bingo. So they've even figured that problem out because that's a bad problem. They don't want to have that problem.
I mean, ultimately, that should just raise the base of any hitches that packets are seeing along the networks, anyways, right?
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. All right, how about this one? You know, I was just talking about the sad situation in Kentucky, as you know, the people that are missing and those that drown and how awful it was. In Norway, the experts in Norway are just unhinged, baffled, if you will, by this downpour that they've seen, a tropical downpour that hit a village north of Trondheim. They say it only happens in the jungle, so that's all they're talking about in Norway, that they can't believe the amount of rain that has come down on a village there in a single hour, and heavy hail, so there was a layer of ice across the area, too. And I read the story, and they're really serious. That's what the people are talking about. There was a farmer they quoted and a tourist guide that say they've been in the village for 28 years. They've never seen anything like it, that it was horrible, the you know, it was such a lot of rain in 1 hour, and it was very strange for us. The animals were afraid. The cows don't understand what's happening. And that they say that it qualified as a Norwegian record. But here's the thing, and because I don't understand the conversions, they say that the record is between 80 and 99 millimeters per hour. Millimeters is what they're calling it. I never heard that. I mean, that's a weird expression to use. So I'm going to say bingo. How about you, Nathan? Bingo?
Well, yeah. Sure.
I think it's cool. They're talking about, I mean, that's all they're talking about. It's a small little town. Animals were afraid. Cows didn't know what happened.
To talk about the weather. No.
All right. We're jumping out. See you on the flip side.
I'm crazy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
That doesn't it? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. So what's happening on the campaign trail? Chris Christie, who has no shot of becoming president, sorry, governor of New Jersey, but anyway, he does go down the path. He's doing a speech on criminal justice reform, and he is doing that with the Volunteers of America in front of them in Camden, New Jersey. He is going there in the morning at 11:15 Eastern. In the meantime, Lindsey Graham is in New Hampshire, continuing that visit. Scott Walker in New Hampshire, continuing his visit in the Granite State. He will be at Joey's Diner in Amherst and at the Seacoast Harley-Davidson. Those are interesting choices. For Lindsey Graham, he's going to be at the Stratham Fair in Stratham. How about that? He's also going to tour Macy Industries as well. Rick Santorum, yes, yes, yes. He is in the race of the 15 on the Republican side. He's going to continue in Iowa. He's in the Hawkeye State. So he's going to do things like go to the Hawkeye restaurant. He's going to attend a discussion on faith and religious liberty at Grace Bible Church. And he's going to make his way around Cambridge Investment Research in Fairfield. So he's got a busy, jam-packed day. This is what you do when you run for president. How about Ben Carson? He's also in Iowa. And the retired neurologist is going to the Village Court restaurant. He's going to the Franklin County Republican booth at the Franklin County Fair. And he's going to do a meet and greet at Fisher Community Center. I just want you to get a feel for what these candidates do on a daily basis. I'll give you one more. Martin O'Malley. Yes, Hillary Clinton has more than one opponent. Is continuing his Iowa visit. So he's going to do a Des Moines immigration roundtable discussion. And he's also going to do a meet and greet at the Hotel Ottumwa in Ottumwa, Iowa, where people are listening to us probably right now. So Ottumwa getting a visit from the former Maryland governor who is running for president. As for the president is on the road. He's going to visit the El Reno Federal Correction Institute outside of Oklahoma City. That'll be the first visit by a sitting president to a federal prison. How about that? He's going to meet with law enforcement officials, inmates, and conduct an interview for a Vice documentary that's going to run in the fall about the realities of our criminal justice system. Then he's going to leave Oklahoma for Washington. They say that there will be a little bit of probably questions at the Tinker Air Force Base. The Tinker Air Force Base. So a big day for the people in Oklahoma City. Isn't it interesting? Imagine what it takes to move a president, though. Just forget all the politics for a second. Daily, this is the kind of stuff that they're jumping through hoops for. That they're trying to make happen. Move from point A to point B seamlessly. And for as much guff, and deservedly so, that the Secret Service has gotten for some of the crazy nonsense, the drunken smashing through the barricades incident, the prostitutes when they were in South America doing that detail beforehand. And there have been some other things that have happened with Secret Service that led to the first woman in charge being ditched and a slew of other problems, you know, too. A ton of other problems. A Yemen-bound military shipment. It's kind of a weird curveball here, but some of the things that we didn't mention that are worth mentioning is this story about the stoppage of this shipment in Virginia. The Government Accountability Office says that 200 parcels of military equipment bought with U.S. money, including $600,000 worth of night vision goggles, were stuck in Virginia in a warehouse since 2007 because of unpaid bills and disagreements between Yemen and a private freight forwarding company. They say some items have expired in storage and some now require special disposal, like medical supplies and batteries and low-grade explosives for airplane ejection seats. Oh, gee, that's what they wanted? I gotcha. No problem. This also came out. The competitive Enterprise Institute filed a lawsuit to enforce a 2011 appeals court ruling that held that the Transportation Security Administration, body scanner regulation was done without regard to procedures and requirements. They also claim that the TSA use of body scanners to detect weapons and explosives carried by airline passengers is ineffective. Looking at a Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General audit that found the devices failed to detect threats 96% of the time. We could have told you that. Anybody who's traveled, some of the crazy things that happen, though, of what people have to go through, arms above your head, the scanners go through, and you'll look and it's, and the people that are getting through and the other people that are getting stopped and what they're getting stopped for is crazy. It depends on the airport that you're in. It depends on the situation. But we weren't so off on that, were we? We weren't off on that. So the suit, the lawsuit, is trying to enforce the ruling on the body scanners. That's what that's about. That's what that's about. And then there's finally this for all you baby boomers. Research from the Nonpartisan Employee Benefit Research Institute, that's a mouthful, concluded that just over 22% of people who own a traditional Roth IRA took a withdrawal in 2013. Most of them were 70 and a half years or older and were required by law to collect a minimum distribution. The research also found that 95.6% of those who withdrew money owned a traditional IRA, meaning that the majority of seniors with IRAs prefer to leave their retirement funds undisturbed. I don't think that's a shock to you. Once you hit that point where you're not getting paychecks biweekly, weekly, whatever it is, and then you see what the Social Security number is, then you hear where we're at with Social Security, it's not, I don't think it's a surprise that they're not trying to, that they're trying to hang on to the nest egg that they've built. Because why wouldn't they do that if they could? And that, then there's the answer. That's why they're not, that's why they're not just going for the easy layup withdrawal. They're trying to hang on to it just a little bit longer in case maybe it makes some more dough for them. Makes a little bit more money that can make a very, very big difference when you're on a fixed income, thinking one thing's going to happen, but yet something else happens. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.